Poetry on the Radio. Today, Sarah St. Vincent Welch.
Marion to Walter. Walter Burley Griffin's design won the international competition for Australia's capital city, Canberra, in 1912. The work of his colleague, collaborator and wife, Marion Marnie Griffin, was not sufficiently acknowledged until recently. Marion to Walter. The geometry of lives, of a city. Triangles, circles facing in, out, the work, the teaching, and beauty, how we struggle. This axis of ecstasy. My love, in your arms, our inked fingertips trace each other. Walt, you hand me the envelope, the napkin, and I see your plans, then we make together. I delineate, we dream, we plant, we build. I grew up in Sydney in a suburb close to Castle Crag, which was designed by the Griffins, as they were known in their day. So I knew about these visionary designers from an early age. And it is a remarkable suburb, originally designed in harmony with the shape of the landscapes, with the lanes and an amphitheatre, which is still there in the bush. So I was excited to learn more about the Griffins when I came to live in Canberra in the late 1980s. They came to Australia to champion the design for the capital that Walter won. It is believed that Marion's extraordinary delineation of the plans contributed a great deal to them winning. It was controversial and difficult times, World War I and the Great Depression. There were two royal commissions into the building of Canberra. Eventually, the Griffins decided to relinquish trying to progress this process and move to Sydney to build the community of Castle Crag. But Walter died unexpectedly in India in 1937, where he had accepted some work, a commission to build a library in Lucknow, and more work had flowed from that. I've read Marion's unpublished book, Magic of America, which at the time was only on microfiche. Because of his death, because of Walter's death, Marion lost heart. She wanted to record what she called their battles. And they really loved each other. She just felt she couldn't pick up the practice that they had in Australia, and she returned back to the States. From my reading, I learnt of their dedication to their work and their vision together and their love of their communities. I tried to echo the shapes in Canberra from their designs that are so familiar to us, reflected in their relationship. Marion to Walter. The geometries of lives, of a city, triangles, circles facing in, out, the work, the teaching, and beauty, how we struggle, this axis of ecstasy. My love, in your arms are inked, fingertips trace each other. Walt, you hand me the envelope, the napkin, and I see your plans, then we make together. I delineate. We dream, we plant, we build.
Today we heard Sarah St. Vincent Welch on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press.